Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear three students and a lecturer discussing the students' agriculture projects. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Now, you three have come to tell me how you're getting on with your agriculture projects.
That's right, Professor Evans.
So, to start with, I'd like you to tell me about the collection of your primary data. Would you like to start, Steve?
Of course. I've been studying how parasites affect the growing of potatoes in this part of the world. In order to gather data, I've liaised with some farmers local to the university, and they've nearly all allowed me to work in their fields and collect data. The problem is that all the farmers around here use insecticides that kill the parasites. It's been easy, therefore, to collect information on farms with no parasite dangers, but it was a challenge to get information on farms that had parasites.
How did you manage to get the parasite data, then?
I had to rent a field away from other farms and plant potatoes myself. I, of course, did not use insecticides, and I've managed to collect enough data to compare with the other data on farms with insecticides.
Wasn't that expensive, Steve?
Not too bad, actually. There was an initial outlay for the rental and the planting, but I managed to do a deal with a local farmer who harvested and sold them. He paid me for them, and as they were biopotatoes with no insecticides, I got a good price and I even made a small profit. My housemates and I also ate potatoes every day for a couple of weeks.
How about you, Simona?
Well, as you know, I'm doing a project on growth rates in different varieties of tomatoes. Now, the weather here is not so good for tomatoes, but the University Botanical Garden assigned me an area in one of their greenhouses, and so I was able to grow plenty of varieties. And I had lots of success with gathering data for my project. Like Steve, my house ate lots of tomatoes through the early summer.
So, Robert, how did you get on?
I had a lot of initial problems. I wanted to look at different soils and how acidity affected growth of certain plants. I started a bit too late and I wasn't able to get agreements with different places about being able to use the different bits of land with the acidities that I wanted.
How did you deal with that?
In the end, I just had to ditch that idea and go for my plan B. This was about the growing techniques of apple farmers. The season starts later, so I had enough time to prepare and contact farmers. Where I live at home with my parents is an important apple growing area, so I was able to use my holidays to gather all the information there.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
So, do you have any questions about the rest of the work that you need to do on the project?
We're a little confused about when we need to be finished by. We've heard different things.
You need to give me a hard copy by the 28th of February next year. I then have a week to read your projects and make comments on what you need to do to improve. You then have until the 30th of April to submit the final version to the university. Remember, as well, that you can't give in a hard copy this year. It has to be submitted by email to the course administrator, which is Mrs. Roberts. Her email address is in the course literature, on our website and on the department notice board.
There is no mention in the project guide about a word limit. Is there one?
Yes, there is. It's in the project guide, but it's hard to find. We'll make it clearer next year. Last year, the word limit was deemed insufficient at 8,000 words, so this year it's been increased by 2,000. We hope that this will give you all the scope to do a good job. Be careful not to waffle, though, or we'll be cutting it down by 1,000 next year for those after you. The limit also doesn't include the appendices, which is another change from last year. There's no limit on them, but please be sensible and don't give me 20,000 words.
I've a last question, Professor. What happens if our projects are not good enough?
That doesn't happen very often, Robert. I'll get to read the first drafts, and unless the project is incredibly bad, I can give you the advice needed to get it up to scratch. If in the end it really does fail, then you won't be able to graduate. You'd have to redo the project or do a different one the next year in your own time.
Thanks, Professor.